Welcome, everybody, to The Rad Life, the only talk radio show that takes you along with host and age explorer Rod Gontos on his continuing journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older. The Rad Life is brought to you this week by Your Home for a Lifetime, a company dedicated to empowering you to stay safely, independently, and comfortably in your own home. And now here is your host, Rad Gontos.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is another episode of The Rad Life, and we are coming at you from Orange County's only streaming talk station.
Streaming, not screaming.
Not screaming. Thank you. I had to set you up for that. That's Mr. Paul Roberts right there. I'm going to move right directly into our guest because we have another show coming up at 1 o'clock and that I co-host with Craig Sullivan called Check Out California. So hang around and check us out after The Rad Life. My guest today is a friend of mine who has been involved in the wellness industry. And God knows we all could use a lot more wellness. Miss Hannah Duncan. Hannah, are you on the air?
I'm on the air. Thank you.
So, Hannah, give people a really quick background. We'll start off with the PG-13 version.
Okay.
Are there other versions?
You know, Paul, you gotta wait. Okay. All right. So before we start, I'm gonna share a new term that I have that I came up with when I actually had like a moment to rest over the holidays, and it's called mental foreplay. Okay. So we're going to tease Paul a little bit, Hannah. We're going to give him the PG-13, and we'll let him have some mental foreplay before we tell him the whole story, shall we?
Sounds good.
Okay,
sounds
so good. Tell people who you are. Give him a little background. I've known you for a while. One of the most innovative people that I know out there, constantly reinventing herself. So your mic is yours, my friend.
Okay. Well, I'm from Ventura, California, so not too far from your studios. And I've been in the wellness industry since 2006. My background is in radio. I did radio sales. I sold air. And then I started a marketing company. And from the marketing company, I met a doctor who had invented something that grew eyelashes. And that was in 2006. And I said, hey, I could like make this into a product for you. And it was kind of already a product, but it needed the packaging, the box, and, mm-hmm. and the marketing and all that. And that's what I was good at. And he said, all right, you know, fine, if you want to try to do that, I'll sell it at my little eye center. And I did, and 6 years later, we're in 49 countries and 14,000 locations domestically.
Just a small achievement, just a tiny achievement.
Small, yeah. And, you know, this is also right when the Google AdWords were coming out and SEO was becoming a thing and all this. Mm-hmm. And so we took advantage of that. We were able to get the word out really quickly. But we invented a brand new category that had never been in the wellness industry. You never heard of anything growing eyelashes before.
Yep.
So I stood out as who this girl came from nowhere and this whole big thing happened. So mm-hmm. I was able to catapult that into some great relationships and partnerships, and I learned a lot and didn't know what I was doing most of the time, but
yeah, but you were raising quite a bit, you know, excuse the pun, but you were raising eyebrows all over the place.
Well, I was definitely different than what the wellness industry was at that time. In 2006, it was, you know, Harps and Enya and, you know, that kind of thing. And I remember this one lady came up to me. I was in a show in New York, and she said to me, "You're laughing too loud." You know, I thought, oh my God, who is this?
Yeah, so it's the library wellness industry.
Right. Yeah. It was so weird. It was a trade show. But that's what it was back then. It was just so personal and you didn't talk about it and everything was a secret. And so, I mean, now it's...
Well, you didn't sell anything to anybody that you got the massage, you gave a massage to, because it was a breaking
right.
of the sacred relationship of masseuse and massageur, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. I remember those. I was chuckling when you were saying that because I totally transported myself back in, you know, in a time machine to that moment.
Right.
I'm going, oh my God, that's true. It's so true.
If you were having fun back then you were not taking this seriously.
Right.
So I really stood out. Plus I'm 6 foot tall, curly hair, loud laugh. Like, no.
Yeah, no. And I want to tell everybody who's listening in. I did try to get Hanna into the studio earlier this week to basically be on camera, because this lady actually has a very strong presence. So, you know, when she says she's been in radio, yeah. With the joke is that, you know, you have a face for radio. This woman has a face for radio. She has a face for TV. She definitely, her personality is larger than life, and it comes across. So I am saddened not to be able to do this in this studio with you. And so we will have you back. But I thought, you know, and people are going to like, well, what's this got to do with the Rad Life? Like, it's a journey of aging. Well,
hey Rad, what's this got to do with the Rad Life?
You know, try to get in a little earlier next time. I don't do all the heavy lifting over here.
I just want to make sure I understand. Somehow she's figured out a way to grow eyelashes. Is that what you threw out there at some point in time?
Are you saying you need some?
That was in 2006, yes.
Is that what you do? Do you have a product that does
this?
Do you have a... What's the product called? Let's plug it.
So, well, the product that I started the business for was Revitalash.
Revitalash.
Yes, and for anybody who knows anything about the lash business... And has been around, and it is a huge industry.
It's a huge business. We've had people, all sorts of people there started.
That's a big name in the industry.
Yeah.
Because of this lady's efforts. Yeah.
So I left that in 2012, because how many years can you talk about eyelashes? I talked about eyelashes for 6 years. But right then was when everyone realized, you know, the recession had hit in 2008, and the spa industry was changing, and there was a new... you know, a new generation coming in, a younger generation, who were more apt to be on my team of having fun. Mm-hmm. And then they also realized they needed to sell products in order to, you know, the spa industry was changing. Now, you know, when you go to a salon, if your stylist says you have to use this, you don't care. You don't ask for how much it is. You don't ask for why. You just do it.
And it's almost like a prescription from a doctor. Yeah.
Exactly. So then if you have an esthetician, or if you have a masseuse or a physical therapist or something, and they can recommend something to you to help you, of course they will. We had to retrain the brain. You know, we had to retrain the therapist on it, because, like you said, Rod, it was forbidden back then. It was the sacred trust thing. So now it's like, no, it's okay. This newer generation is fine. They're buying online and that kind of thing. So I started a company called Aesthetic Ambassadors with a partner, and we focused on retail products for the wellness industry and taught them how to sell retail in a non-intrusive way.
Well, you've always been a problem solver. So this was, again, solving a problem, bridging a need that was emerging out of an industry that basically, in still unfortunately till today, in some cases, underperforms when it comes to retail sales. But that was becoming more and more of a critical element for survival as a business.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So what happened? What kind of products did you carry, Hanna, when through that?
So I carried Glam Glow is a mud mask. It's extremely popular. It's down in Sephora and everything. But back then, it was this one little jar, and it was a Neiman Marcus, and that's it. And I started working with them and started distributing them to Four Seasons and, you know, everywhere, just all over the country. And they actually just got bought about a year ago by Estee Lauder. And for millions and millions of dollars. Yeah. They were awesome. I also carried Marula Face Oil, who was bought by Paul Mitchell. And then I did teeth whitening and a device to tone your face. And, you know, just really easy products that you kind of grab and go, or things you could take home that didn't have to be used in the rooms.
Well, and let's explain to some people that are not familiar with the industry that you and I serve, and you're on the product side, I'm on the design side, is that this is an industry that's constantly trying to present new options and product when it comes to products to people. It's not a one where I've been buying the same product for the last 10, 15 years. There may be some things that are staples, I should say, that people will go and gravitate towards. There's some names that will always be around. But this is an industry that's always looking for what's new, what's next, what's better for my skin, what's going to handle my age spots, and so forth and so on.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's constantly evolving because we're learning so much about how your skin works in your body. And you know, just look at now, that now we're learning how to eat properly for our blood type. I mean, right. Everything is constantly evolving. So, but that's how we came into 2018 is, you know, the new big hot thing with CBD. Mm-hmm. And what is this?
Well, hold on. Before you go there, though, Hannah, yes. let's back up for a minute, give people a little bit of a context while you're on the show. So Hannah is also a person who blogs. And your blog is called?
The Inappropriate Storyteller.
The Inappropriate Storyteller, Paul. Oh. I'd like to introduce you to The Inappropriate Storyteller.
I thought that was you.
Hannah Duncan. No, I'm just the obnoxious story.
Oh, I got my adjectives mixed.
But I'm cute, so I get away with it. But the Inappropriate Storyteller. And the interesting thing is that as all of us have some little extra time over the holidays, I started the year, and all of a sudden, I caught wind of one of Hannah's blog posts at the beginning of the year, where I felt that she was super candid and super open, vulnerable in how she was sharing. And I found out later that it is actually very much an undercurrent of how her blog is written, and you know, potentially a book. I understand maybe in the making here off her blog, sharing her story, but I was so moved by the fact that in a world where we are always looking at everything being presented in a glossy 8x10, perfect everything, oh, nobody's having a hard time. It's almost like the perfect, I won't even call it soap opera. I think soap opera has more reality in it. But, you know, that on social media and the way that we convey our stories these days, everything is great. And here's a person who was positive, but sharing very vulnerably about what her experience was of 2018. And I thought, you know what? This is a share that I need to bring to the air. And so let's take a minute, Hannah, and let's just share what your experience was in 2018, leading into 2019.
So as you know, in every industry, it changes and it's constantly evolving and you have to change with the times. And so whereas I was ready to do that, my clients who I was selling, some of them were not ready and they were not willing to change with the times, you know, possibly present their items online or on Amazon. You know, those are, mm-hmm. again, it's one of those things you just don't do yet, you know, mm-hmm. but we're there now, but they're not ready, you know. We all buy everything from Amazon and everything else, so this is just the way things are running. So
yeah, if it's not broken, why fix it?
Right. Yeah. But the problem is it is broken. You know, you have these Macy's stores and mm-hmm. these Nordstrom's closing down, and that's where they're at. So what do you do next? You know, it was kind of like, you know, when things are changing, some people can change and some people are deer in headlights. And that's kind of what happened to some of my brands. Other ones, completely wonderful things happened, like they were bought by bigger companies.
Yeah.
But what happened was they didn't need me anymore.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so, you know, what happened was I was at a show and I got this call and product number one that got sold, and now they're going to take everything corporate, and that's understandable because I would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then half of my income, you know, and half of my sales. And then the second product, they're plant burned down, if mm-hmm. you can believe it. And the third one went bankrupt because there was a scuffle between partners. And the mm-hmm. fifth one, you know, and the fifth one, the sixth one, the next thing you know, it's like I had, 12 brands at the beginning of the year, and now I'm down to nine.
I mean, this was happening to you within a period of days at a conference.
Yeah, at a conference, three went down. And I'm still smiling at the conference and rearranging my booth and rearranging my meetings. And everyone's like, hey, what happened to this? I thought that you were going to bring that. Oh, no, I didn't bring it. You know?
Yeah.
Those things. Like I'm tap dance. So it's, what are you going to do?
I think you even said in one case, one of the brands you had actually just sold a whole bunch of.
Tons. I'd opened up huge resorts with it. And after the fourth one I opened that morning, we got the call that the plant burned down. I'm like, no.
So you got to go back and tell these people, sorry about what I just sold you on, you're excited about, you can't have.
Yeah. Now, in that particular case, I didn't tell those people. Instead, I gave the brand about 2 or 3 days to calm down, you know, because of course they're like in suicide mode. They're just so upset about it.
Sure.
You know? And I said, okay, listen, like, this is a plant, but it was one of the ingredients, and yes, it was the main ingredient, but can we get it from someplace else that fits your standards and still make the product and just see what happens? And, you know, they said, well, we could do that, but then it'll cost more and we'd have to raise your prices and all that. And okay, well, let's do it because, hey, a smaller profit margin is way better than zero.
Yeah, I can still fill my orders, but I'm just going to take a little hit on what I projected was going to be my margin. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, I still have my reputation, you know.
Well, and it speaks to your – but what I think this particular situation – and thank you for sharing this – is that it really reflects that you are very much a problem solver. Like, here was a situation – like, I mean, taking 2-3 hits in one conference where you lose 3 out of your 12 brands that you're representing and you're in the, you go from a high to a low, in a lot of cases, people will crumble. I mean, there's, you know, it takes a certain fortitude to actually navigate this. And I know this wasn't your first test, you know, from what you've told me and you've shared with me about your, you know, your life. But this really, you not only did not panic, you allowed somebody else to regain their footing, and then you came up with a solution that meant more money out of your own pocket going away, but at least you're getting some versus none.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, if it was easy to be an entrepreneur, everybody would do it.
And everybody would do it, absolutely. We say that all the time, right? Yeah, kids do not try this at home.
Right. Yeah, you just don't know. And that's the thing, is like, as a business owner and entrepreneur, you have, or even these amazing women who are selling Arbonne and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, you are subject to your environment and the company that you're selling.
There's a lot of external forces.
Yeah. I mean, especially in this day of age where you have social media and everything else, you know, you have to worry that no one's going to end up in the headlines, basically,
right.
You know, where the person, you know, there's always a celebrity attached. They hope to God that nothing happens with them. But if it does, what are you going to do?
So what, you know? Where did CBD oil come in?
Okay. So,
and while we're talking, Hannah, just so we don't get rushed to the end, but let's give people the website. And that way they can follow up a little bit on with us?
Yes. The CBD website is well-cbd.com.
Well-cbd.com. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So early 2018, you know, we're in the wellness business. We work with lots of massage therapists, physical therapists that deal with a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this CBD buzzword is really coming around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an ugly word, but it's not quite like something you spread around too loudly.
Mm-hmm.
But they're wanting to know. Let's find out. And so I had some of my clients approach me and say, "Hey, what do you know about this CBD stuff?" I said, "You know, I really don't know that much, but I've been reading it about it, and I'll go figure it out." And so I did. And I talked to growers of hemp farms. I talked to all kinds of therapists that have already been using it, and manufacturers, and all of that, learned as much as I could. And not so I knew that I could speak on it, and I came back to my clients, and I said, "Hey, this sounds really good. Like, this is, yes, all the things you've heard are amazing. You know, what do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, help us find a brand, because that's what I do. I find brands, and I distribute them, and I start selling them to my own clients."
Right.
But I talked to about 7 different brands, and I just couldn't find one that was right for me. And the reason why I say that is because I'm a simple girl. Like, I don't need to get super technical. It shouldn't be too hard. And it should also be something that my clients would sell, even if there was no CBD in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have a lot of CBD products, you see, it looks like somebody made it in a kitchen, you know, which I can't take the Four Seasons. I can't take the Ritz-Carlton's, right?
Right.
And then, on the other hand, it smells like plant. You know, it smells like weed. Or it smells like Bengay to hide the smell of the weed.
Right.
And so, and it's not even weed, but that's what it smells like. You know, it's a familiar smell.
Right.
So I said, you know what, never mind. I know lots of manufacturers. I've been in this business a long time. Let me see what I can do. And I called some friends of mine, and I said, "Hey, I've got this idea, and I think we can do it, and these are what I want in it, and this is what I want it to do, and what are you thinking?" They said, "Okay, well, we're down to try this out, too."
Yeah.
And so that's what we did, and I launched in August, and it's going gangbusters, and I'm so excited about it. And even more exciting, not only is it just a beautiful brand and having a lot of fun, introducing it to, you know, all of my peers and my clients and everyone, but it's helping so many people, and it's amazing, and it's just a gift.
Let's take a few minutes and basically just talk about some of the benefits, Hannah, please.
Yes. So CBD, there's different kinds of ways to look at it, but what's legal in all 50 states is CBD made from hemp. So you've got two different kinds of plants. You have marijuana plant that has usually 30% or so of THC, which that's the part that gets you high.
Yeah.
Then you have the hemp plant that has less than 3% of THC. So the government has said, okay, if you're going to do CBD, it needs to be from the hemp plant. And that's not in all states, but this is what's legal in all 50 states.
Right.
And so that's where I get it from, and it's organically grown and all of that. What it does is, this is the part that because we all heard the stories about marijuana helping with nausea and
cancer, pain. I mean,
yes, right.
Yep.
So this just takes just the ingredient that relieves you from pain, and you can put it in oil and that kind of thing. So that's what it is, and what it helps. It helps great with arthritis pain, any kind of joint pain, jaw pain, headaches, fibromyalgia, neuropathy, all of that. And it's so amazing because what I make are only topical products, because I just want it to go straight to where you need it. You
right.
know? And there's different ways to take it. You can take a dropper and all that, but I only make the topical products.
Well, and you actually, I said this to you when you were telling me about this, is that I thought it was phenomenal, because what you were doing is normalizing, if you will, this yeah. unknown element that is highly popular, but nobody really seems to understand exactly what it's all about.
Right.
I mean, the joke sometimes is, you know, I would take it for granted that when somebody says to me, oh, something smells like weed, I would say, oh, yeah. And then I realize I have no friggin' clue. I didn't smoke weed. Like, I have no clue what weed smokes like. So what am I saying yes to exactly, right? And then I started wondering how many of the people that basically were telling me something smelled like weed even had a real correct reference point to it. So what I'm saying is this is something that becomes more of a topic. Everybody seems to talk about it like they don't have a clue, when in reality they don't. And here's this sort of unknown. And now I'm being asked to actually apply it to either to my skin, or in the case of edibles or whatever, you know, that you're ingesting it. And you really, at that moment, have to be truthful to yourself. You don't really know. So what is it am I putting on my skin, right? And so what I think, what I said this to you is, you know, doing a topical line is brilliant, because it is bringing the benefits of that ingredient, just like we did with natural versus chemical, you know, non-animal tested, et cetera. I mean, I was at a restaurant today, and I actually looked, and if I wanted something that was GMO-free, I was going to pay it. I had to pay $1.95 for it. Okay, we've come full circle. Now I pay for a healthier, right?
Right.
As an add-on, as a very value added to my meal. So so it's funny, but I think it's brilliant what you're doing, because you have a nice line. It's well packaged, it's well presented, it's well engineered, if that's a word that applies to it, and then it has this added layer of benefit for those who are interested, and it has genuine benefits. I mean, you could talk to people about pain and pain management, and they will always come back to CBD oil.
Yeah, and you know what else is amazing too, is dry skin. So if you have extremely dry skin, like eczema or psoriasis. Usually if you have eczema, if you apply any of the products to wherever you have eczema, it takes about 4 days. You'll see a difference the first day, but it takes about 4 days, and you'll see if instead of being, you know, with scarring and all that, it'll just be kind of skin blotches. And it's amazing. And the products are, I have an oil with great, it's grapeseed oil, so it's very nourishing to your skin, and you can actually put that one on your face. And if you have cystic acne, it calms it. And that's the thing about CBD. Like, when people say, well, what does it do? What does it do? I go, you know, in the end, it's calming. So whether it's calming the pain or calming your skin or calming the inflammation, that's what it does. And inflammation is the key to what it does, and inflammation is what causes the pain. So it's a really wonderful natural product that I've put in a beautiful cream form. So I have the massage, I have the oil, I have the massage cream, which is thicker than a lotion, nice and thick as a body butter, and that's got a lemongrass essential oil in it, which by itself helps inflammation. And then the salve, which is for more pinpoint pain. So if you have runner's tennis elbow or arthritis in your hands or trigger finger or anything like that, use a salve, and that one's a tea tree.
I want to bring Paul in here for a minute, but before I do, what kind of size of a market are we talking about? Let's just give people just a serious jolt here, Hanna. What size of market is this?
I can't remember what they said. 2018, it was something like $100 million or something like that. In 2020, so in a year, it's supposed to be $2.2 billion.
Yeah. So it's pretty serious business. I mean, I told you the joke for me was when everybody who was mad mouthing California was being, you know, like it legalized marijuana and cannabis, and then all of a sudden the numbers came out of projected test revenues of benefiting, you know, like $9 billion, and all of a sudden conservative Kentucky, with the Speaker of the House basically all of a sudden approves the growth of hemp and federally subsidizing it. And I'm like, I was, you know, so yeah, this is serious money. There's genuine benefits. We're only scraping the top of as far as benefits, I think, and documenting the benefits and all this stuff. But we've been down this road before with other things that we have approached with skepticism and then basically proven to be beneficial. I mean, that are wellness based, that are regiment and routine of wellness. So this is pretty serious. I just point out something. Mr. Paul Roberts has never been this quiet on one of my shows ever in almost 4 years.
Never. Okay? I'm listening.
And I cannot tell whether it's because he is just so immersed in what knowledge base you are basically this, you know, giving him, or it's the fact that he's reflecting back on his hash bashes at the University of Michigan.
We used to have a thing called the hash bash at the University of Michigan when it was a misdemeanor within the city limits to smoke marijuana. So they would have a giant hash bash and thousands would show up from around the state. I don't know if they still do that, but back in the
70s. So as a 61-year-old man.
63 now.
Oh, 63-year-old man. Yikes. Oh, my God. That's right. I've been doing this show that long. A 63-year-old man who's listening to this, who has had, let's say, a recreational exposure to the benefits, okay?
Yes.
When you hear stuff about CBD oil, what do you think?
You know, I've tried it.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
My wife uses it, and one of our other show hosts here, Rick Girard, I'll even call him out, who is very big into martial arts, judo and whatnot. And he found it to be a relief for pain, and turned me onto it. Said because I had something, I hurt something, and I was like, "Oh, this won't go away." So try CBD oil. I said, "What the heck's that?" He said, "It's from hemp." I said, "Yeah, right." And you know,
can I smoke it?
Yeah, and but they sell it at Mother's and places like that. And then I went to my wife and I said, wow, she's like, where have you been? I've been taking CBD oil.
Oh my gosh, your wife has been taking CBD oil on the sly?
On the sly. She didn't know. So I don't know that I had the miraculous results he did, but I only tried it for a little while, and I have some at home. And I'm thinking to myself, what you're doing? I'm thinking, I should have find that, use that again. I think it opens up some fascinating topics. One of which, not to get too deep down the weeds here, is this whole notion of hemp, which got miscategorized with marijuana because it's in the same plant family, but doesn't have the same hallucinogens. It doesn't have so much THC in it to give you to get you high, and so unfortunately, and hemp has been used. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, all our founders grew hemp because that's what they made cloth out of. That's what they made rope out of for a million years. And then they've also used it for farm food and other sorts of things. It's an amazing plant that grows very fast and has lots of uses that got unfortunately thrown in with the marijuana because it had a, I don't know if it had a little bit of THC or no THC in it, but it's not what you grow to smoke to get high. But it's in the same family and it looks similar.
Well,
and that has just been legalized now in the new farm bill nationwide.
Right.
And I think that's an amazing step forward to get out of the dark ages and the fear. And John Boehner, the last Republican Speaker
yes.
of the House,
right.
is now openly, willingly
an advocate and running around the country giving seminars.
So I think the world has changed dramatically since then. And, you know, I think it's high time to take a look at a lot of these things again. And it goes with the third narrative, which is not just the changing face of weed and the problem that hemp got bundled in with it, but this whole idea of alternatives that my generation doesn't trust or believe their doctors anymore, and we want another say in this.
a cost of health care and alternatives are always a good thing.
So what else you got? Show me something else. I'm going to try and live better. I'm going to try to live longer, and I'm willing to take a look at so-called alternatives, nutraceuticals, other sorts of crazy ideas. I'll try anything other than just surgery and a pill to try and feel better.
Okay, so, Hannah, let's give the website out again, please.
It's well-cbd.com, and that's the product line, Well Products.
Okay, and so everybody who's listening, check it out. Go to well-cbd.com and check it out. Hannah is really a perfectionist in what she does and the quality of the ingredients. I mean, she gave me a sample of the stuff. And ironically, Hannah, the minute I mentioned it to family members that I had some,
right.
when I said I was going to have you on the show, they're like, oh, great, we need to get someone to try it. And I said, I actually have samples. Okay, great. They're like paving a path to my door, basically, to try to get the salve.
Have there been any sort of study? Because that's the problem with all these things that are outside of the normal realm is that you can't make claims because there's not any studies. Even if there are studies, you can't sort of tout them or do anything. So how do you get around that? If you go to Mother's, there's aisles and aisles and aisles of filled with alternative medicines, but they'll tell you, but they can't make a claim because it's like homeopathic stuff or whatever. It's may or may not work.
Exactly. And so with the FDA, like even though this is not, I mean, it's signed the farm bill and everything, but the FDA hasn't gotten involved yet. And so anything, and this goes with any product, if you claim that it cures or causes a bodily function, you're dead. They will argue you in 2 seconds. And so with this, like the way I described it, you feel better. It relieves pain. You can do that kind of thing. So does arnica oil, like whatever, you know. But it's just really a matter of word of mouth. That's what it is. And
so you approach it like chamomile tea, you know, it makes you feel better and you might get some improvement out of it, but we don't make any claims.
Well, we do need to make a claim.
Yes.
That we are almost out of time.
Yeah, we are.
And Hannah, listen, I do want to invite you to come back.
I would love it.
Yeah, and I really do want you in the studio. I think we really want to explore more about these studies and sort of.
Do you go to the Natural Products Expo in Anaheim every year? Isn't that still held here down here every year?
No, I don't go to that one. Actually, I should check it out.
Oh, it's the largest expo of alternatives and natural products in the world, I believe.
So I am extending an invitation. I'll give you a call after the ironically Check Out California show that's coming up. So
check it out.
For those that are hanging around, check us out in a few minutes here with my co-host Greg Sullivan on Check Out California. But Hannah, I'll reach out to you later on today, and I think this is a very important conversation to have. And I'd love to have you be in studio next time, and we'll see how soon we can get you.
Bring some CBD oil, and we'll smoke it. No, we don't do that.
Absolutely.
So, everybody, thank you, Hannah, for being on the air with me today.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day, and stay dry.
Thank you. You too, my friend. Everybody, please go check out Hannah's website, well-cbd.com, and call us if you have any information. Also, check out her website. She's on Facebook. And on LinkedIn, this is a great person that's really very, very much involved in providing wellness products that are really good quality for people. I don't usually plug stuff, and this is actually one person that comes with my absolute unfettered recommendation. Anything she touches is solid. So please go check out her stuff, and I am going to bid you all adieu till next week on The Rad Life. Stick around for Check Out California with my co-host, Craig Sullivan.
You have been listening to the Rad Life Radio Show with your host and age explorer, Rad Gontos, brought to you on the one and only OCTalkRadio.net. Join us again next week as we continue our journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older.